This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. How did Louisiana's movie industry grow so big and then fall off the map?
The problem with the Louisiana program has always been a case of Hollywood accounting meets Louisiana largesse.
Robert Travis Scott, now director of the Public Affairs Research Council, was a reporter with the Times-Picayune and covered the story that led lawmakers to fall out of love with the movie industry.
Early on, there were a lot of fuzzy definitions about what exactly was allowed to qualify for the tax credit. And a lot of the power for deciding what those things would be was vested in really a relatively small number of people. You had Mark Smith in state government, and he was one of the ones who was responsible for helping decide what type of tax expenditures would qualify.
And everybody knew that if you wanted to get a movie made in Louisiana, you had to go through Lyft.
There was no question that Lyft and the people around it had a very large portion of the tax credit market. And there was some stress in the movie industry, broadly speaking, about that.
Lyft, run by Malcolm Peddle, was an acronym for the Louisiana Institute of Film and Technology. But it was never a school. Lyft was the fixer that helped get your tax credits approved. Peddle and Mark Smith were tight.
There was a bribery case, and I know Malcolm Peddle went to court and said he did this wrong.
Scott says when combined with the ever-tightening state budget,
it did lead to a lot more scrutiny of the program.
And ultimately, it led to a credit cap that has stopped the cameras rolling. For now, for Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union, serving the financial needs of LSU and its communities since 1934.